One of the things that, we need to be able to navigate is we need to be able to navigate the darkness. Speaking about this in terms of our own inner union process, but then also the process of union with another. It's like if you, in your own inner union process, if you can meet the darkness, because essentially that's also part of the journey. It's like when the darkness within you and the light within you come together, it's the unification. Then there's no hiding, there's nothing you need to shut off from or repress. One of the skills of about union is really about being able to embrace the darkness. It's being able to meet all of the wounds, the conditioning, the traumas, the sensitivities, the vulnerabilities, the places that we're hiding, be able to meet them all and to bring them into the embrace of love. When you can love all of yourself in totality, all of your darkness. When you can do that for yourself, that's when you can really do that for another, truly for another, right? A lot of relationships, you get into a relationship that is being led by the ego, then a lot of relationships, when the darkness arises, that it doesn't, they don't survive, because that there isn't the capacity to meet the totality, which is our own inner union process, gives us the skills to navigate. So when you can meet all of the places in yourself that you've deemed unlovable or have been deemed unlovable, and you can love them, which is one of the skills of being able to meet the unconscious and the darkness. And when you're with another, and inevitably wounds and darkness and traumas and sensitivities and all of those things arise, then you can embrace that darkness as part of the union. And within the love of the two people in their own inner union templates, in the relational field, there can be a deeper level of healing. And in that union, in that coming together, where there is that capacity to be with it all and stand with it all, then there's a capacity to move beyond and awaken and potentialize within the union. But a lot of ego-led, not internally unionized, it can be that when the darkness arises, it's just like there's a projection or a shutdown, or there's an unwillingness, and that then creates a slow withering of connection and intimacy, which doesn't allow for the union to take place. So it's just not possible. Really, like, sacred union can only really happen when each person is inhabiting the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. And I also just want to caveat, when I say sacred feminine, sacred masculine, I don't mean a perfect man or a perfect woman. I mean a sacred masculine or a sacred feminine is somebody that has a connection to source beyond their own egoic understanding. Is like, this is like where the dance of earth and sky come together, so that there's like a connection to the sacred dimension of life, and knowing yourself as part of that sacred tapestry, and also therefore then being able to embrace the depth of your darkness and the depth of the unconscious as part of the sacred dance and the process of inner union. So when we've cultivated enough sacred feminine, sacred masculine inner union, knowing ourselves as source, as love, as consciousness, and then this, when the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine come together, there's this potential for sacred union. Somebody can be in their masculine or be in their feminine, but not necessarily connected to the sacred dimension, right? So they can be kind of operating in a disconnected expression of the masculine and the feminine, where there's like, on the underneath of that, there's like a not believing in yourself as love, and a not believing in your true potential, essentially.